Good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. We are talking today about downtown Manhattan. A lot of stuff going on downtown, especially this weekend with Shop Small Saturday. And Gina Scroggs is the Executive Director of Downtown Manhattan Incorporated. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Always a pleasure. This is a fun time of year for shopping especially. Of course, it's going to look different this year. We hear that phrase quite a bit here with COVID-19, but I think there's maybe a more of an eye this year on shopping small, and not just Saturday, but every day. But Saturday especially, it's kind of a national thing that's come to fruition here the last few years, more of an effort to encourage people to shop small the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I have long said that Small Business Saturday is really a day to just sort of remind people the impact that small businesses have on a local economy, in an attempt to sort of educate our community about why it's so important to support your local and small businesses, because it's not just on Saturday. It's like you said, it's every day, and especially though in these trying times, it is really just imperative that you shop intentionally, that you try to make, if everybody would pledge to just do 50% of their gift buying at a local small business, you have no idea the impact that that makes on not only that business, but our entire community. The statistics this year indicate that for every $100 you spend locally, 68 of those dollars stay in our community. So if you think about that on a larger scale and you do that year round, you are that literally translates into creating a healthy, vibrant local economy, and you can really sort of take care of your own, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's, as you mentioned, very important, especially this year, because a lot of these businesses I know have struggled here in the last few months. And, you know, they've made some adjustments to make the shopping experience more tailored to those who may not be so confident to go out there and get back into businesses.
You know, we have been keenly aware throughout this entire process about our patrons who are maybe timid about coming back into the sort of retail restaurant service arena. And as a group, as a district, we have really tried very hard to focus on, first and foremost, keeping our employees safe, because if our employees are safe and healthy, then your experience within those businesses tends to be that much more safer. But, you know, 70%, I think, was the latest number I heard, of all small businesses in America were in some way dramatically impacted by COVID and have had to really focus on the ways that they have changed their business. Usually a small business, we all know, we're very familiar. It's usually somebody's in the community owns it, and they're very, you know, they're your neighbor, they're your married to your daughter's teacher, they're, you know, they're just very connected to the community, and they tend to already provide really excellent customer service. So in that regard, while the pivot to away from coming into the store has been painful, they have been able to take that same level of customer service and sort of redirect it, whether that's curbside, whether that's getting in their own personal vehicles and delivering that box of clothing or those shoes to your home or to your business, whether that's getting an e-commerce site or using Facebook Live to offer the deal of the day, or to just sort of give you a little tour of the latest bit of inventory that's come in, and offering up a way for you to just call and say, hey, I saw on your Facebook Live the table runner that you have, and I love it. Can you send it to me? And that's how they really got through May, June, and July when we were a little bit tighter. And if we have to resort to that, or we still need to do that for some of our consumers, we definitely will.
Yeah. It puts a whole new meaning on the term customer service, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And thank goodness that small business already is pretty well perfected in that arena. One of the things, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk about the outdoor dining platforms for a minute.
Sure.
I think that was one thing that we did that really focused on consumer confidence, and the one thing that we really felt could have a positive impact on the entire district. We didn't want to just focus on the 7 or 8 businesses that received the platforms. We wanted to figure out what could be the most impactful thing that we could do that could help us dip our toe into recovery. And, you know, after looking back at 3 or 4 years of surveys that we do with the general public and with our small businesses, we recognize that the restaurants are what drive our traffic downtown. And if we can sort of make sure that our restaurants are able to operate safely, then we can drive traffic downtown. And the most logical thing to do was to do what other businesses like AJ's Pizzeria, for example, who has a huge patio. We thought, wouldn't it be awesome if we could get more people outside in a safer open air environment? And that is how our downtown platforms came to be. And they have, just in 6 short weeks, have really proven to have had that positive impact. We've conducted another survey and have learned that we have people, regional visitors coming, our neighbors coming from communities around Manhattan. We have people who would not go into a restaurant are now dining on the platforms when the weather is nice. And we have also had lots and lots of those same diners tell us that, hey, they were sitting on the platform and they looked across the street and decided it was a great time to go in and buy a pair of shoes because they saw Browns, or they saw, you know, an end of it. They saw what they saw in the window. And it's been really encouraging how well those platforms have served their purpose.
And those are going to stay through the winter time here, even though I know it's going to get colder and maybe not as desirable to be outdoors, but those will still be in play.
We are working on that right now. As it is today, all of our restaurants have signed an agreement with the City of Manhattan through December 31st. And we'll go back in front of the City Commission and kind of figure out with this latest round of survey data that we have, just kind of figure out what needs to happen. You know, we need to make sure that our Public Works Department can shovel snow around them and that they don't just become collectors of snow when in January and February when it's really, really cold. But also too, we want the opportunity to be able to say that we have plans for these platforms when it is a little bit colder. You might not be able to eat your meal out there, but you could definitely enjoy a hot chocolate. You could enjoy a hot toddy. You can watch the holiday parade. You can, you know, do a variety of things out there that maybe you're not going to sit out there for 3 hours or 2 hours, but maybe you can enjoy yourself for 45 minutes to an hour in another way. So we're going to look at that here in the next couple of weeks and make a decision about what happens with them more long term.
All right. Speaking of the holiday parade, I've been talking to my wife in quarantine the last couple of weeks. So I'm pretty sure the parade's happening. So you can confirm that it is happening, huh?
I can confirm that as of today, it is happening. Just like everyone else, we have to be very aware of what is happening with COVID numbers. And ultimately, this is a City of Manhattan parade. We just have a big part in organizing it. But the city will work with the command staff and with the county public health, public board of health to make that final determination on the Monday before the parade. But as of right now, I mean, we have about half as many entries, which is just makes me so happy. I was so feeling down in the dumps that we weren't going to have, you know, but a handful of entries. And I knew that we would never have the 65 or 70 that we usually get because, you know, K-State will not be here and marching bands tend not to be together, literally marching. And we knew that we wouldn't have a lot of children and there's no walking groups allowed this year. So we knew there was going to be some limitations and it would look different, but I'm just pleased as punch that we are, we've passed the halfway mark as of this morning. And I'm just really, really hopeful that we can successfully, well, I know we can successfully have this parade. I'm just hoping that the numbers behave themselves and everyone takes personal responsibility to stay safe. And I think that we can have this awesome parade because it's in its 19th year and it just needs to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. It's something that people look forward to. And, you know, Manhattan, downtown Manhattan, especially in the holidays, it's a nice place to be. It's so beautiful. Everything's lit up nicely. And you have the decorations over there, Blue Earth Plaza, that I know a lot of folks look forward to seeing. And that's going to be kicking off here pretty soon as well.
It is. And you want to talk about a group of business people that get together and make things happen. That's a private entity that called Whoville LLC. And they are solely responsible for making Blue Earth Plaza light up the way that it does all of those weeks of the holiday season. It's absolutely phenomenal what those folks have done. All of those small business donations make that happen. That is no small venture. That's a big deal to have the tallest Christmas tree in Kansas, to be lighted to music and have all things syncing and timing together. It's just an amazing, amazing blessing that we have in this community. And that is really rapidly becoming a holiday tradition in our community. So even though you have to watch the online ceremony or the lighting ceremony online this year, which you can do from the Festival of Lights Facebook page, it will be live starting at 7 o'clock on that Friday after Thanksgiving. You can also then at any time you want through the new year, just get in your car and go down to Blue Earth Plaza. You can get out if you want and take your same traditional Christmas pictures. You can drop off a letter to Santa at the mailbox. You can stay in your car and tune your radio and listen to the music while you're in your car. So there's still a lot of options for enjoying Blue Earth Plaza during the holidays.
Thank goodness, because my kids love that, so, and I love it too. So it's good for all ages to go check that out. Again, we encourage people this weekend to shop small and every day, obviously, to shop small. If people want to look for deals for any downtown businesses, can they find that on your website?
Yes, they definitely can. We are actually right now working on just a quick one-stop shop where folks can, this will be ready tomorrow. If you are not wanting to come into a place of business, we are posting on our website, which is downtownmhk.com. We are posting a very quick reference sheet, reference page of where you can find places that actually have e-commerce sites and where you can buy gift cards for businesses. So, we thought, you know, we do still have consumers that are more timid, we don't want you to get on Amazon. We want you to think about the various ways that you can still be safe and still shop local. And one of those ways is to simply visit downtownmhk.com and jump on that shop small, shop online page. It'll be ready tomorrow. And support your local business that way. And I might add, too, that if you make a request to that small business owner that you would like to pick that item up curbside, or you would like it mailed, or you would like it delivered to your home. Many times, many times, those business owners will do exactly as you request, because they just want to make that sale happen. They want to extend that customer service that they excel at. So I encourage you, if you are not wanting to come down and personally shop through the racks or eat in the restaurants, that you still find a way to support small business by shopping locally online.
Okay. We'll certainly encourage that. And so important. Obviously, a lot of those businesses are the backbone here of our community. Gina, thank you so much, and have a happy Thanksgiving and a good weekend.
Same to you. Thanks so much.